We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sowell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Today we're broadcasting from the Minerva Theatre in Chichester, where the show is certain to go down awfully well this time. Oh, sorry, that should read, where the show is certain to go down awfully. Well, this time... The teams are on my right, Paul Merton and Willie Rushton. Yes. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And with a firm hand, if things get unruly, and she's delighted to be back scoring again in Chichester, please welcome the charming Samantha. Well, our first round is entitled Missed Hits. And in it, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films, books, songs, plays, or TV programs that would almost certainly not have been hits. Paul, will you start?
The Wonderful Underwater World of Ray Charles.
Barry.
The Blue Nun Story.
Willie.
The Importance of Being Norman.
And Graham.
I've seen this one in the shops. It's called Batman Returns the Video.
The play that never quite worked, An Evening with Vinnie Jones.
Godzilla versus Petula Clark. This time it's personal. Piddler on the Roof.
Bruce Forsyth's Generation Gap.
And you get your gin.
The Sound of Mucus.
The Benson and Hedges World Smoker Championship.
Any more? Okay, let's rush on to the next round, which is called One Song to the Tune of Another.
Oh, my God.
Which means each team member singing one song to the tune of another. It's not to be confused with One Song and a Tuneless Nutter, which means pub karaoke night. According to the rules, teams, you're to be accompanied by Colin Sell. That means he'll be playing the piano while you sing. Tough, but rules are rules. Okay, Willie, will you start off? Sing Wandering Star to the words of I Was Born With a Smile on My Face.
I was born with a smile on my face. The whole of my life been a hand to my born. Need to embrace the life of a clown telling rhymes. I'm here to help your leisure, give you pleasure, crack jokes to please you, try to tease you, make you feel fine.
What name to do that?
Graham, you're going to sing Memory to the words of Wild Thing.
Thank you.
Wild thing, you make my heart sing, you make everything groovy. Wild thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know.
know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. I love you while seeing you. Make my heart sing you, make everything groovy, wild thing, I think you move me, but I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight, you move me, the wildest thing.
Paul, a serious one for you. You're going to sing Jerusalem.
The proud boast.
To the words of Hello, Hello, Who's Your Lady Friend?
Hello, hello, who's your lady friend? Who's a little girlie by your side? I've seen you with a girl or two. Surprised at you.
What's wrong with a pianist?
Hello, hello. Stop your little game. Don't you think your ways you ought to mend? It isn't a girl I saw you with at Brighton. Who's your lady friend?
Sweat up, I can tell you.
Colin Sells playing a game called Playing One Song to the Tune of Another. Barry.
Yes.
You're going to sing Killing Me Softly with his song to the words of When Father Papered the Parlour.
When Father papered the parlour, you couldn't see him for paste. Dabbing it here, it here, dabbing it there. Paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling. The children stuck to the floor.
Okay. Right, well, we're going on to a game now called Word for Word. Here's how you play it, teams. One of you starts by saying a word drawn from the murky depths of your subconscious. The next person should then say another word which is completely unconnected with the one before, and so on. You may challenge teams if you notice a connection. Willie, you're going to start, please.
Percussion.
Balloon.
Hat.
Sandwich.
Kneecap.
Osteopath.
Grandma.
Norman.
Passport.
Window.
Challenge there from Barry.
Well, now, in historical context, a Norman passport. Issued early.
Oh, this is nonsense.
It's no, for the followers.
Well, I'll allow that.
For the camp followers, they had to have a Norman passport.
Absolutely right.
Yes.
So you carry on, Barry.
It's a
Barry
received
Ray,
piece of Norman wisdom. What?
Will you carry on, please?
Plinth.
Bakelite.
Challenge there from whoever. Paul.
There's a well-known pub called the Plinth and Bakelite.
I've been there.
I've seen you in there.
I've seen you in there.
Advertised.
A well-known
character
advertised.
In pantomime, Plinth Bakelite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, carry
on your side.
Sideboard.
Demon.
Car.
Navajo.
Cowboy.
Floss.
Challenge.
Cowboy and Navajo. They're a bit connected, aren't they?
No.
Not anymore,
Explain.
No. Long time ago.
It's all over, is it?
Yeah, yeah. It's all over for the
Navajos Navajo. Are Indians and cowboys aren't.
Well, there's no connection then, is there?
No.
Okay, Willie, carry on.
Beef.
Cash.
Cat.
Flask.
Linoleum.
Harmonium.
Ankle.
Challenge from Barry.
The ankle technique in playing the harmonium is well known. Supple ankles, superb harmonium technique.
Yeah. Yes. I'll uphold that one. Carry on, Barry.
Mature cheese. Bored.
Stiff.
Stalactite.
Rum.
Bunch.
Artichoke.
Challenge from Willie.
More jokes about artichokes in Punch, which is why he's dead now, as a magazine. It was the concert artichokes.
That's right.
You call them.
Yeah.
I don't understand a word of that, but...
there's no rule that says you have to.
Oh.
Just as well.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Carry on, Willie.
Oh.
But you'll have to hurry it along.
Word.
Table.
Challenge.
Table's a word.
Challenge
us.
Do we get a point for that?
Yeah. It puts us back in the lead. Yeah.
Best. Challenge.
The next word I was going to say was going to be the same as vest, so there's a connection there.
Oh, we're leaping ahead now in recent bounds.
Does that mean you're conceding the game to Barry and Graham?
No, I think we're points ahead now.
Points ahead now.
Well, you may think you're points ahead, but I don't. And Samantha... Oh. Should we go on to the next one?
Yeah.
Right. This next round is called Complete Poetry, which incidentally was an original suggestion for the title of this program. A less original one was Complete Rubbish. Teams, I shall play to each of you in turn some recordings of distinguished actors reading excerpts of famous English verse. Interestingly, during each recording, the actor concerned has unaccountably stopped in mid-sentence. I'd like you to complete the lines for them. Graham, here are some famous lines for you.
The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. And
there's a tail back between exits 5 and 6 on the westbound M4.
Willie, some equally well-known lines for you.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of...
idiots reading Boone and Mills.
Barry, some words of Blake for you.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night.
Why are you burning? It is plain. Bloody French farmers once again.
Boy, here's some lines from the Scottish play.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in...
St. Albans.
Graham, some famous lines for you to complete now.
The curfew tolls the knell of parting day. The lowing herd winds slowly o'er the lea. The ploughman homeward plods his weary way.
Thomas Gray, News at 10, Country Church.
Willie, I've got some lines here of Ted Hughes, read here by the author.
Black was the without eye. Black the within tongue. Black was the heart, black the liver, black the lungs, unable to suck in light.
Happy birthday, Queen Mother. And a very good night.
Barry, here's one for you.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs...
You'll be taller than anybody else.
Paul, some stirring lines of Lady Macbeth for you coming up.
Come, you spirits that tend on mortal thoughts, unsex me here and fill me from the crown to the toe, top full of...
dim toe.
We'll try one more. Willie, lines from Percy Bysshe Shelley coming up.
I met a traveller from an antique land who said...
Has Hump still got a band?
Right. It's time now to play the game called Mornington Crescent. In deference to Chichester's Roman past, I shall instigate the straight line ruling. That means, of course, that leapfrogging, sidestepping and straddling will be frowned upon. So be careful.
Will they be disallowed or just frowned upon?
I shall make up my mind when the time comes. Graham, will you start?
Piccadilly.
Arlington Street.
Burlington Street.
Watling Street, there's Roman.
No, Three Street.
I'm flashing my teeth at you.
Great North Road.
You hate a know-all, don't you? There's always one in every audience.
Percy Avenue.
Percy Avenue.
Mortimer Street.
Oh. Barry, you leapfrogged.
What?
You leapfrogged.
Not Three
Streets. Percy Avenue, Mortimer Street is a leapfrog.
What, preceded by Three Streets on the, in a row?
Especially preceded by Three Streets.
Well, comes of living in an 081 area, I think, quite frankly. Those of us who live in an 071 area don't make us an error of judgment.
We can't leave it there.
Well, Humph, can't you just frown on it and let us get on?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, righto, Willie, carry on.
They don't look pretty tight-lipped, do they? Marylebone High Street.
Oh, Fairlop.
Yeah.
Morden Hall Road.
Mornington Crescent.
Rubbish. Yes. Frogging. He's frogged again. Leapfrogging again.
What?
Leaping, frogging. He's a...
Well, what was
talking
your...
about French farmers. He's...
Paul, what was your...
I was Morden Hall Road.
Morden Hall Road. And he's...
Well, he hasn't
that
played
That is a
very
leapfrog,
often.
Barry.
No, I don't again. Want to be harsh about
Can
it.
Can I explain to you about this leapfrogging?
He hasn't played... Yes, please.
No, not again.
All right, you can win. It's now time to play our own version of the amusing erstwhile TV program Call My Bluff, in which panelists were required to provide definitions of obscure words. Teams, I shall give you a word to define, after which I shall attempt to guess the true definition. The word is... porcupine. And I'd like you to give your definition first, please. Barry Cryer.
This is a notice outside a theatre when there's one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals coming up. His new one is not Sunset Boulevard. That's been postponed. His new one is an underwater version of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, entitled Ringing in the Seine. And it will open in March 93, but people are queuing already. And they've had to put up a sort of palliative, sort of to mollify the line of people there. You know, the box office won't open till March 93. You'll have to wait and suffer. But they thought that sounded a bit rough. So the notice actually says, poor Q Pine. So it's a theatre notice.
Okay, Willie?
It comes from the Italian word, porcupino. Not to be confused with cappuccino, although it's very, very similar. In about 1942, when the coffee finally ran out in Italy, they found that crushed pig's trotters with a little added water, rather than making a nourishing ham soup, actually tasted not unlike coffee, particularly if you put shaving cream on the top and made it like cappuccino. So it actually became more popular, but they call it cappuccino now. But in fact, funnily enough, if you think about it and run it round your tongue, you say, God, there are elements of pig about this. And that's it. Portofino. So piggy coffee.
Graham?
No, not Italian, but French.
comes from the French Revolution, when the word porcupine arose as a corruption of a nickname for the French Queen Marie Antoinette, who was a notably prickly character in her day. And legend has it that when the poor were starving, they marched on Versailles, stood at the gates calling, "Give us bread," to which Marie Antoinette is said to have replied, "Let them eat cake." Ha, 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 thank you. My name is Marie Antoinette. Good night. But legend, as is often the case, yes, as is often the case, legend is wrong on this matter. In fact, when she was told that the peasants were demanding bread, she was stunned because she'd never heard of people eating bread. She thought it was just something they handed out in restaurants for rich people to throw at each other. So what, in fact, she said was, "But if they want something to eat, why bread?" Or in French, "Pourquoi?" And the name stuck and is now applied to any prickly and insensitive royal, and in English the phrase has of course been corrupted into Prince Philip.
Right, Paul.
Well, it's a word, it's a Middle English word from around about Chaucer's time. It refers to a grassy area supplied by the council, in which villagers were allowed to sort of urinate out of doors. I mean, it's rather unsavoury, but that's it. And it's actually pronounced Park You Pee In.
A likely story. Now then, Barry, your definition. That's not convincing. Portupino, call me by that. Excuse me, I'll be back in a minute. French rivalry. Grassy area. That was filthy. I'm going to go for Willie Rushton, because you can still find it in several quite well-known establishments in this country. Coffee maker out of pig's trotters. Had one tonight, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to go for that. Go on, Willie, declare yourself. Undo that. You've got it in that folder in front of you. Yes.
Sound effects, sound effects, sound effects.
Oh. Gosh. Well. Okay, well. Well, who was telling the truth then? Declare yourself.
Ah! Who'd have thought it?
He's always good at this game. Our next round is a musical one. Throughout history, man has attempted the coupling of one musical instrument with another. As with pandas, the process is fraught with difficulty. Yet of the few real successes, none for my money can match the delightful euphony of the kazoo and the swanee whistle. Teams, I'd like you please to create this magical noise for us now. I should advise you before you begin, though, that I must also instigate one of history's less happy couplings. That of Colin Sell with the piano. He's going to accompany you. Willie and Paul, now, will you perform Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And that is Paul on kazoo and Willie on swanee whistle. I've ever heard such spirited swanee whistle playing. Barry and Graham, your song is The Lonely Goat Herd.
Oh.
And your orchestration will feature Graham on kazoo, Barry on swanee whistle. Thank you.
I discovered you can do an impersonation of Derek Nimmo.
Well, that's almost all for this program, and indeed the series. But before we go... Before we go, you wouldn't thank me, teams, if I omitted to introduce one final round of limericks.
Oh, no.
Well, you would thank me, but we've still got some time to fill, so I'll introduce it anyway. Teams, I shall, as always, provide you each with a fecund first line, which I would like you, please, to finish off individually. Starting with you, Willie Rushton. While playing a tough game of patience...
I was savaged by several Alsatians.
And so, in severe pain,
I jumped on a train.
And continually flushed between stations. Thank you.
Graham, at a party we all played strip poker.
I was sat between Cher and Bram Stoker.
When old Brian Clough...
stripped down to the buff.
It was then that Frank Boff played his Joker.
Paul, when gambling away at Pontoon...
I blew up like a barrage balloon.
I grew fatter and fatter.
Particularly the latter.
Well, it screwed up the whole afternoon.
Finally, here's the first line for you, Barry.
While playing a game of bezique, I was jumped on by Zorba the Greek.
He grabbed my bazooki.
Cried, "How's this for nuki?"
And I couldn't sit down for a week.
Well, that is absolutely it for this series. So not quite for this year, as we'll be doing a special Christmas edition at 12 noon on Boxing Day.
Ah.
So until then, it's goodbye from me and it's goodbye from them. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Paul Merton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sowell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.